This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday. Sometimes these shout-outs are more melancholy than other times. This is one of those from the 682. This is a sad one, but I hope you still read it. Shout-out to my nephew, Jim, who would have been 34 today. He took his own life. Anyone considering doing that, remember you have loved ones that will do anything to help you. And above all, hit your knees and talk to God, because he has more amazing things in store for you. So shout out to you for texting that in. Shout out to your nephew as well. Now, this was something that Reggie and I were talking about in the pre-show. And this is another golf segment.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Reggie. I was watching the Masters for a minute yesterday, and I don't know, do they still call it anchor putting? Because I know part of that was like, you couldn't do it anymore if you anchored it with your stomach. So maybe it's arm anchor putting, but it's the putting where they're standing up straight and it looks like they're looking over the putter. I think it looks ridiculous, but it can be very effective.
Yeah, it started with like the belly putters.
Exactly. And now they've made some changes on what's allowed there. But my question for y'all is then, what looks ridiculous in sports, but is probably effective?
I've got a lot of thought to this, and I have four things right now. I was looking for a fifth one for my top five list, but I have four.
Can I guess one?
Yeah.
Hunter Pence's batting stance and swing. How did that work?
It doesn't make any sense. But he...
You know
okay,
what?
That's a good Mickey one. Mickey Tettleton didn't make any sense either.
No.
Julio Franco didn't make any sense.
Did you think? Who did you think made more sense? Julio's stance or Tettleton's stance?
Julio. Because okay. At least you got hands up and you're like ready or whatever. Mickey Tettleton's looked like he walked up to the plate and wanted to look at the umpire.
Yeah.
But that does kind of go into the conversation here because of Mickey Tettleton specifically. Pine tar, all that pine tar. It looks ridiculous.
Especially when it gets on like the batting helmets.
And it's just caked on there.
Do you ever
but it's effective.
Their hands are like going to get stuck.
All the time.
Yeah. Okay.
There are times when Odor would be like, he would adjust his helmet after he took one of those wild ass swings where he's trying to hit it out of the country. And you're just like.
Right.
And then he goes to adjust his helmet and you're like, did his glove just get stuck? And he's having to take a second to pull it off of there.
This one is interesting. I would not have.
Number three.
Okay. We can't intersperce them. You're going to like this
one, Corey.
It's
your show, bro. You do whatever you want,
man. Stop it! Stop it! Somebody texted in the Speedo.
That's right.
Did you text that in,
no.
Reggie?
No.
But it's effective.
It is effective. It, you know, lowers drag, makes them streamline. It's really revealing.
Do you want to see Olympians just swimming in those board shorts? Just go
that'd be
out
hilarious.
There.
Didn't they, like, at one point, they were like, here, wear these pants instead. They
yeah,
were like, Speedo pants. And you're like, yeah, but they're
it
like,
made everything faster. And they're like, hold on.
No, it doesn't.
We made you like a dolphin. All right, back to your list.
Mm-mm. I'm what? Done.
Wow.
Number three, adjusting your batting gloves after every pitch.
It's
oh,
ridiculous,
but it's effective.
Okay.
You need, because what do we always say? Look good, feel good, play good.
That's right.
And so whenever you feel like your batting gloves look and feel good, you're going to play good. Number two, bumper bowling. Looks ridiculous. Effective. And number one.
Can I ask a question about that?
Huh?
Do you pretend if you're playing bumper bowling when you hit the strike that the bumpers aren't there after the fact?
Absolutely.
You're like, I did it.
Yeah, if Lucy and I go bowling, which she loves bowling, then I'm leaving the bumpers out. I don't need them, but I will like be like, watch this, Lucy, you know, bah, 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 all the way down. It's fun.
You think the people at the bowling alley like that?
No.
I paid my money.
man, bowling's expensive.
It is
expensive.
It is. But it's
I don't feel like it's that bad.
Well, when was the last time you went bowling?
That's a good question.
A year and a half ago?
Yeah.
It's
everything, went up over a year and a half.
Everything's gone up, Mike.
Because of gas?
Why do you think that is,
Yeah,
Mike?
Why do you think it is, Mike?
I guess you guys want me to say buy it.
I don't want you to say that.
It's
politics.
Say it's the president. Whoever the president is, say it's his fault.
It was unrelated to the president. I just think bowling.
Are you saying
expensive.
It's the governor's fault because we're in the state of Texas?
I just think bowling's expensive.
He's taxed bowling.
Bowling remains one of the best nights out you can have, though.
State law should be law of the land, I've been told. All right, and number one.
What are we doing?
Bunting. Bunting looks ridiculous, but is effective. If you're good. I guess if you're bad at bunting, it's not effective.
Doesn't it look ridiculous? Leody needs to learn how to bunt.
Yeah.
He's not going to get on base any other way.
Didn't he start learning how to bunt? Wasn't that a thing that he was doing early on in the season and in spring training?
It's not working.
Dude, I agree with this. The
Jankowski laid down a good bunt the other day. Checked. It, like, big bounce, checked up, easy hit. Then Leody next up got to two strikes because he can't bunt. He tried
just
bunting
straight into the right in front of home plate.
He's doing
straight
so
down.
Many things wrong too. I was a pitcher who had to do it. It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not the easiest thing to do. But he's doing so many things fundamentally wrong, and I'm like, why isn't anybody teaching him how to at least try to do it right?
Somebody said the sky hook, Kevin, and I agree. Sky hook looks
ridiculous.
You think
ridiculous. It looks dumb?
Oh, yeah, it looks insane.
Nah, it looks glorious. What are you talking about?
When Kareem does it, it does.
Okay.
Like Tristan Thompson are out there trying, it's like, what are we doing here, bud?
Then I'm going to throw out one that you might think is ridiculous that it gets brought up from the 469, the sweeper and curling.
Do you think
it does look ridiculous.
Okay. But you need it.
I love curling. I love that sport. I think it's amazing. You absolutely need it, and it's if you have a bad sweeper, you're not making the Olympics. Sorry.
From the 817, from the 682, Sean Marion's jump shot. Looks ridiculous, effective.
He shot it from his crotch, didn't he?
It's from his belly button.
Okay, close enough. Yeah. Most guys shoot above their head. His release point was low,
now,
but effective.
Similar to that, the overwhelming answer thus far, though there are a lot of differing answers, the overwhelming answer is the granny free throw shot, or the granny shot in general, which reminded us of the time where Shaq almost started shooting free throws like that. Wouldn't that have been glorious? And like his free throw percentage could have gone up 20 points if people had been like, he looks dumb.
Is that how Jerry West shot his free throws? Is that, or was he just saying, Shaq, you need to do it this way?
You mean Rick Barry?
Rick Barry was the one that did
it?
Okay. All right. And what was his free throw shooting?
Like 91%?
Yeah. I would just point to that and be like, come on, dude. I can help you out. He's like,
I'm pretty sure he stopped because the guys in the, you know, on the team were making fun of him. He was like, nope, can't do it.
In the NBA, his free throw shooting, his whole career, ABA and NBA, 89%.
Okay.
His NBA career free throw shooting, 90%.
So it's weird to me that his own teammates, Shaq's, would have made fun of him knowing, hey, maybe we can put an extra 4 or 5 points on the board in a game.
Career average?
Yes. I would have thought they'd have been like, hey, we're never going to lose. You can't hack a Shaq anymore because he's at least like potentially a decent free throw shooter. But that got taken away from us. That is the number one thing on the list is
I've seen that in Bill Cartwright's shot. Bill Cartwright's shot was one of those. It was back here, right?
Is it just his free throw in general?
I think it was just like his total shot from the 469 submarine pitching. The guys that are like getting way down there.
I thought Dan Quisenberry was the coolest pitcher when I was growing up.
Yeah, because it just looks impossible.
It does.
Like you're getting close to throwing it underhanded.
Yes.
It wasn't sidearm. It was almost underhanded, yet he could make it go fast and then spin it and then make it go. It like had a 40-inch break or whatever that now you could actually track.
And the stress you put on your body every time. I know throwing a pitch is stressful anyway, but that just seemed like additionally stress. From the 940, the Euro step. It's a freaking travel. Oh, so this one is not even I think it looks dumb as much as, that's dumb. It's a travel.
But they are hopping.
Yeah, for sure.
It's weird that you're able to jump, but you're just doing it. But yet, if you jump stop and you don't come down on 2 feet perfectly, they will call that a travel.
Not anymore. We're basically letting people stride into it. I realized I was at a bar a couple nights ago watching Mavs, and I was talking to a friend of mine because I was like, I realize I become that guy. That's a travel. That's a carry. Like, I become that guy. I do it quietly to myself because nobody wants to hear that, but I am that guy.
Man, the old Plano West boys basketball coach used to say walk about 50 times a game to the other team. Every time he would go, walk, and he would just like keep pointing to the officials. I was like, I don't know if you think that's going to wear them down or just like dig them in even further to never call traveling.
What if you're just imagining he's commanding the officials to move around the court? Just walk, guys. Walk.
You don't have to run. Just walk.
Now I'm really sad, Reggie, that I did not have you there to put that in my mind so I could picture that when it was happening.
That makes me think of, for some reason, I don't know why, my middle son, Carter. Whenever we would go to the public pools at the gyms and stuff, the pools always say there would be the lifeguards that would say no running.
Yeah.
And so he just one day stopped running and looked up at him and started skipping. And I was like, good God, I got something.
Did they whistle him?
Yeah. They were like, stop that too. And he was like, you didn't say no skipping. You just said no running.
And that's a good point. From the 940.
I would throw him in the pool. As soon as he skipped by me again.
If you were the lifeguard, you're going to throw him in the pool?
I'd push him in the pool.
I'll save
you
if
you can't swim, but I'll let you for 10 seconds. Really panic.
Oh, my gosh.
He was probably the best swimmer in the pool.
In honor of the Masters and the sometimes ridiculous putting, things that are effective in sports but look ridiculous from the 940.
Patrick Mahomes doesn't make sense.
Sometimes I agree, but it's effective as hell. I think the way gymnasts dismount and they have to land that really weird arching Y looks funny, but it looks like they're going to break their backs, but I guess it's effective. Maybe it's the way they land on their heels. I still don't know, and it looks weird. But it's every time.
There are sometimes when I see people like land, and I'm like, that should get a perfect score right there. And then it does it, and I'm like, why did it not get a perfect score? That doesn't make any sense. They stuck it, dude. Gymnastics is weird to me.
Just
all that chalk
of gymnastics.
So much chalk.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, that's another one. You talked about the batting glove. The person at the amateur level who hits a bad shot again and again and continues to chalk up their cue. And at some point, like, I'm like, it might not be that.
It's the pool player, but
no, it's always that there's not enough chalk on the end of the cue. That's 100% the issue every time.
They didn't have the right thing. They didn't have, like,
It's a great excuse.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. It's the batter that misses or whatever and looks at his bat.
That's right. Like, why did you not hit the ball, bat? Yeah.
Come on, bat.
Clearly, it's the equipment's issue.
And then smells the foul ball.
For this one from the 817, I agree with wholeheartedly, which is everything in cricket, like bowling, batting. It just all looks ridiculous, but it's all incredible. Like, it's very evident when you watch them in action that they're athletes, but watching them before they're in action, you're like, what is this thing? Because this is not a competition of athleticism.
Do you feel that way ever, even for half a second, about the rugby scrum, where it looks like they're all just old buddies getting back together before the physicality really takes off?
Yeah.
Singing a nautical shandy, or shanty is the word.
Yes.
Not an alcoholic beverage.
And because of our game, because of the NFL, I always feel like when they're pitching it backwards, I'm like, why would you keep doing it? You just keep throwing it backwards. You're going negative yards right now.
Right.
And then they're like, no, but this is going to turn out to be a positive. And then somebody breaks loose for an 89-yard rugby score.
Yes. I could see that.
What is it called?
Don't you feel like...
rugby touchdown call.
I want to say a touchdown. I feel like that's not
right. Even Carter doesn't know. Oh, awesome. I'm going to look it up.
If Carter doesn't know, then good freaking luck, because that dude knows more about, I'll just say, somewhat less popular sports at times than anybody I know.
Fringe sports.
Yeah, fringe sports.
You say French sports?
Not French. Well, fringe French sports.
Okay.
From the 512, standing up whenever you go all in poker. I guess that does have literally no impact on what's going to happen, but it makes you feel better, right?
Yeah, there are two things that you do in poker to show your confidence. You stand up after you go all in, and that's one of them, but you make a strong bet, and you put your hands behind your head and lean back. That's the one. That's the old.
That's how you know.
Right there. Open up. Get real big. Show everybody I'm the one at the table that just made the big bet. Y'all should all back down. And when they don't, and you bluffed, good luck next time. You know what I mean? They're gonna catch you. They'll get you.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.
It's a try in rugby.
A try.
Yep.
Okay.
Seems a little like that was a try. That's weird.
Tiger just tried to make a big putt and he missed.
Good try.
It's close though. Now I can tap in. Just tap it in.
Tap it in.
Tap. Taparoo.
It really takes a long time to get to the tap in now. He used to walk to the ball a lot faster.
Yeah, I know.
He's two over for the tournament, I believe.
But he can still make the cut.
He just bogeyed 4 and 5.
From the 254, it is also a shout-out Friday. It's my birthday, 37 years old, Andrew from Carrollton. Thanks and love, y'all. You're welcome. Love you back. Happy birthday. Coming up next, an SMU wide receiver, a Miami Heat player, and the Durham Bulls. Do any of these folks deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do that next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for some Forgiveness Friday. 877-881-1053. Do you need to ask for forgiveness? Does somebody need to ask you for forgiveness? Let's start this off by firing off cut number 8 because, man, the story continues and it keeps getting more interesting.
And the pitch. And Shohei hits a high fly ball to left. This one deep. This one carrying. This one is gone. A home run. Shohei Ohtani. An opposite field solo shot. And the Dodgers lead it 4-2.
Now, we had talked about where Shohei and his team had filed charges. And apparently, it was with the federal authorities. By the way, this is an amazing shout-out from the 214 on a shout-out Friday. Could I get a shout out? I've been listening since sixth grade, and now I got my driving test in 1 hour. Woo! Woo! Good luck. Text us back to let us know how it went.
Not doing the test, though.
Of course, yeah. Once you're finished with all of that.
Dude, how baller would that be, though? You're driving, you start texting, and you're like parallel parking while texting at the same time.
I do not know if the instructor will view that the same way.
You do it one-handed without even looking.
And you say, this is how I'm going to drive when you're not in the car.
I do not advocate this whatsoever.
Obviously, look, all we do is have wrecks now. Remember my tease and you wouldn't let me do it?
What was that?
The cop. Oh. Me talking to the police officer.
Yes.
There's way more wrecks now than there were like 5 years ago.
I can see that.
And he's like, it's all because of the phone.
Oh,
so
sure.
We have way more wrecks in our Metroplex now, and it's all because of the phone.
Yes.
There's no other reason.
No, I believe you. The people who, when baby Noah was 1 month old, who rear-ended us and sent a motorcyclist to the hospital, they said they weren't paying attention. They were looking at their phone. For the Shohei Ohtani case, the federal authorities, per an affidavit they filed yesterday, they're accusing Mitsuhara of stealing more than $16 million over 2 years from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts and making about 19,000 wagers over the span of the last 3 to 4 years.
And he lost every single one of them?
Probably not, but it kind of feels like that, right?
It feels like he did lose all of these bets because of how much he was having to spend. Or maybe he was winning them. I don't know. Where's the money?
There's an amazing use of a word in this sentence. Mr. Mitsuhara used and abused that position of trust in order to plunder Mr. Ohtani's bank account to the tune of over $16 million. I just like the use of that word. Clearly, it's a terrible, terrible thing. He's accused of bank fraud in addition to theft, carries a maximum fine of $1 million and or up to 30 years in prison. Now, I realize maximum sentencing does not necessarily mean that's what you'll get, but
who's Shohei Ohtani's financial advisor? Because he should get fired.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
First of all, you shouldn't have that much money in just your kind of checking or bank account.
That is a good point.
I don't know who's watching his funds.
Maybe it was him. Mitsuhara. His buddy.
There's no way. He's a bullpen catcher. I almost said Tranquilicus, but that's not it.
Ventriloquist?
Yeah. Translator.
I'm sad that you bailed him out on that.
I'm sorry.
What would a tranquiloquist do?
Tranquiloquist.
Yeah.
I could talk in this number or this number.
There's no way he's also a financial advisor.
No, I'm not saying he's a financial advisor, but whatever, he's your guy, you probably are.
And everybody said that these two were attached to the hip.
I'll trust you. Feels like take care of it.
This was over years.
Yes.
I get if you could get away with it for a year or maybe even months, because then your financial advisor would start looking, going, Shohei, what's going on here? Over a 6 month period? I don't know. It feels like this was over years, though, right?
Sorry, I was going to give some of the numbers that I think you were going to give.
Probably so. December of 2021 through this January. Now, Corey, you were asking, did he lose everything? No. This is going to amaze you. This is per the federal affidavit. He made bets ranging between $10 and $160,000 per bet. His total winnings during this span were $142 million.
Wow.
It gets crazier. His total losses were $183 million, which means he had a shortfall of about $40.7 million. And so my new set of questions is, where did the rest of that money go if he's accused of stealing $16 million from Shohei and he had a gambling deficit of $40.7 million?
Mm-hmm.
Where did the rest of it come from?
And I think Reggie explained it very good earlier, or asked the very good question of how this guy in this day and age still had body parts.
Yeah, working appendage. Because this is not a legal book in any way. This is an illegal bookie. And from what not that I know a bunch about illegal bookies. However, you lose, what is that, 8 figures worth of stuff and you owe them that?
Yeah.
You might not have kneecaps.
Kneecap. That's valued at one kneecap right there. Maybe two. Maybe
is
three.
A kneecap worth $40 million? Is that how that
not
works?
Not for me. Yeah. Not to me.
Okay.
It feels like.
But I'm not taking out a $40 million loan. You know, that's just not my thing,
man,
this year.
That's a great point. And supposedly, and that's where Mitsuhara said that he had amassed huge gambling debts and Ohtani helped him out by wiring him $500,000 twice last year. And the further you get into the story, you're like, maybe that happened. But also, there's this way bigger amount. And
I
like
still don't
I said,
understand the process of wiring money. I just don't.
Okay.
I don't get it.
You go to Western Union
or wherever.
Like is it kind of like Venmo? Or is it just a larger?
I could see that. So a little bit more
professional than that?
Probably a little bit more professional. And because some people will argue like it's of a bygone era, maybe as well. But I could see how you wouldn't not want all this kept track of on Venmo, right?
Right.
As opposed to, hey, I got a wire transfer. Where is it going?
Don't worry about it. Okay. And in my mind also as a child, I always thought they actually put a bag on a wire and then slid it like across the country.
Sure.
I don't know.
I really don't know why.
You're wrong about that.
As I grew older, I learned that.
Okay.
Still don't understand.
It's like an invisible wire. The money is going from one wire to another. It's just invisible and so's the money.
Thank you.
It is truly staggering. I will tell you this. The further you get into it, the more and more convinced I definitely am that Shohei might have tried to help out a friend for a minute, but legit had no idea like the amount that had been stolen or the amount that this was a problem, and it sucks. And that was like supposedly his best friend. They were like attached at the hip. And now, hey, not only is your best friend go to jail, it's because he was stealing money from you.
Does anybody want to know, because I do, the specific bad bets he made?
Oh, I do. But also, Mike, you're going to want to know
this.
Did
he bet on Kansas City versus Tampa in the Super Bowl? Like,
that's a great question. I also think you're going to want to know he spent $300,000 on baseball cards. But I have not seen any sort of inventory breakdown.
Oh, what if we find out that he's one of the people that's like beating Mike out on some bids with stolen
that
money?
That would stink. But let me ask you this stupid question.
Okay.
Would you go, hey, I'm in a little bit of debt here. Couldn't you get Shohei to just autograph 20 rookie cards and have like those are worth $1,000 a piece?
Don't you think that probably happened too? I can't
probably
I can't rule
like, hey,
it
can
out.
can you sign these for my buddies or for these group of kids or whatever?
Yeah.
Shohei does. And then he just gives them to the bookie to pay off debt, going, look, these are worth $20,000. This is worth, I'll give these to you for $10,000.
Yeah.
To pay off $10,000 worth of debt, where there's actually no money transaction. Now it's up to the bookie to sell the cards.
I'm going to go back to the Rashee Rice story, because there's a couple of new bits of information. Do these people deserve forgiveness? SMU has suspended wide receiver Teddy Knox as he was driving the other car along with Rashee Rice in the accident. By the way, they determined that just seconds before the accident, Rashee Rice was going 119 miles an hour. And we talked about, if you see the video, the two cars split around somebody in the far left lane, but there's not enough room. Honestly, it looks like on either side to get through. And that's what caused the chain of events. And I stand firm on this, and I have no say in this decision, but man, this feels like it needs to be a hefty, hefty penalty.
Sounds like City of Dallas is taking it very seriously.
They got 8 charges up against him.
Like, this isn't a light. They're not taking this lightly. They don't want this to happen.
And I'm just so glad for everyone involved, including Rashee Rice,
that
this didn't go so much worse. Because this feels like this could have been, your life is going to be spent, the rest of the time is going to be spent in prison. Or a really big chunk of it's going to be spent in prison.
Let's say he gets no prison time. Should the NFL suspend him for 2 years? Like, is that enough for you? If there's no... If the legal system says you're not going to jail, so you're a free person.
See, I would have thought a year. So for sure that.
For reckless driving?
Checks the box. And injuring.
I don't know. How much
and
does that stop?
The scene and
Rashee Rice has no clue who, and I'm going to butcher the name anyways. Was it Bob Phelps? Bobby Phelps of Charlotte who killed himself doing this?
I'm not sure who.
So the Charlotte Hornets, I want to say, and I'm going to get this totally wrong, and I'm sorry. It might have been with his buddy like David Wesley who went to Baylor, and I have met David one time, and it might have not been him, but I'm pretty sure a Charlotte Hornet killed himself doing this.
Wow.
But none
was
of these
it,
players.
Was it Bobby know. Phils?
Bobby Phils. Thank you. Yeah. I was really close, and I'm sorry I messed up the names, and it might have had and. I bet David Wesley had nothing to do with this, and I'm sorry for...
No, David Wesley was involved in this.
Okay, thank you. So I'm getting some of this right. These players have no clue about this story. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, players did this before and killed themselves doing it.
Somebody asked this, and I know injury is different here. They asked about boxer.
Errol Spence?
Errol Spence. Did he get... What was his... Did he get charged for anything? Because he didn't injure anybody else,
for
right?
Errol Spence, it was... Look... I'm not saying, hey, everything was fine, but was that just his car?
It was just his car.
Okay, so, look, again.
I think there was damage done to property and
property
and stuff,
that he probably had to pay for. I'm not saying, like, hey, as long as you just mess up other things, it's fine. I think the difference in this case would be multiple other cars got totaled and multiple other people got injured, and he left the scene of... the multi-car accident. Like, there are other things
that's
at play.
A huge part to me. Yeah. The more I think about that, just the getting and then, up and taking off like that.
And you've heard the speculation of, and that's the thing about speculation. You can't prove it, you can't disprove it, but the speculation obviously is that he left because he was impaired. Perhaps both of the drivers were impaired. That is at least what folks are saying. And I understand you can be like, well, why speculate about that? But like, why leave the scene of the accident? And... I don't know. It's a mess. I'm just glad that everyone's okay. But now you see suspensions already starting. Clearly, there's going to be more to this for Rashee Rice when it comes to, you know, his freedom, his NFL ability to play, things along that. Speaking of, Adam Silver didn't say this would happen, but did you see his response about Jontay Porter saying that it was possible that if he committed the cardinal sin of betting in the league on his own games, that he could be banished from the NBA.
You should be. Can't trust that person.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think you're probably right.
I'm assuming there's the same rule that there is in Major League Baseball. In Major League Baseball, you know, every clubhouse you go into, the first thing you see as soon as you open that door, there's two things. One is a uniform thing. It might not be there anymore because it seems like people are obviously wearing the uniform maybe more of the way they want, but the thing is, there's a lifetime ban on betting on baseball.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder how much, like, this statement was for, I guess, our edification, or how much this was like a thinly veiled, you know, memo to all the players. Like, hey, remember, like, the integrity of making sure that, you know, people can believe in what's happening here matters more than anything.
I definitely think you're onto something there. So even if it doesn't go down that route, hey, just don't forget. Wanted to just throw that out there. We could absolutely kick you out of the game of basketball. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Would this contract work for CD and the Cowboys? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On first down and a second and six, Prescott a deep strike to Lamb over the middle. Makes a cut inside, gets to the pylon, and it's a touchdown for C.D. Lamb.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Wanted to give you an update, and I'm sure 1080 KRLD is all over this. There was an active shooter at Wilmer Hutchins. Dallas Fire and Rescue confirmed that they responded about an hour ago and that one person was taken to the hospital, and Dallas ISD and the police department have said there is no longer an active threat to the campus. So just wanted to give an update if anybody hadn't heard that. You got friends, family that are at Hutchins and you wanted to follow up. Now, you ready to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy? By the way, this gridiron gravy is brought to you by our friends at Pluckers. We're going to be at all 8 Pluckers locations partying with you on the opening night of the draft. Brought to you by Pluckers and Zero Res. Thank you very much for providing this segment as well. Would this contract work for the Cowboys and for CeeDee Lamb?
Maybe.
I know the Cowboys usually just say yes to whatever.
You haven't told me the contract,
okay.
So I don't know.
I've got contracts for Lamb, Jefferson, and Chase. Which one do you want to know first?
All right. Which one should be paid the most? Jefferson. So okay. Let's start with him.
Justin Jefferson. What would you think about this is per the Bleacher Report, a 5-year, $170.5 million contract with $123 million in guarantee.
All right, so that's 123 is the big, most important number.
Correct.
And then, Kevin, I need you to do some math for me here. That's more than $30 million a year, right?
It is. Okay. $34 million.
Whew. You said 5 for 175?
170.5?
1.5. Oh, yeah.
So 34.1.
That's a lot.
Okay.
That is a lot of money, dude.
Who should get paid the next most?
Who are the other two?
CeeDee and Chase.
I think CeeDee.
Okay. CeeDee Lamb.
Do you disagree with me on that, Mike, about where my ranking on that is with Lamb and Chase?
I mean, I think they're very close.
Okay.
So I think Jefferson has separated himself, yes. But I don't think those two are in that kind of, hey, they're top five receivers when healthy.
And I'm not looking at this, in my opinion, as homer bias. I think it's recency bias. Lamb has been healthy.
True.
And more recently had a more productive year.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's fair. So for CeeDee Lamb, 5 years, $155 million with $93 million in guarantees. So
man, that seems
you think that's
low
a big drop
compared
off?
To Justin and the guaranteed money. I think he would, if Justin Jefferson's getting 123, you'd think that CD would say, I want at least 100.
I could see that.
So I feel like that's low. No, I don't think that's going to work in the eyes of CD. And here's the other thing, Kevin, what are the Cowboys? This is one question. I don't know how to get this answer. I don't know how. I think you could ask this question very well. When you asked Bochy the other day, the Leclerc question, the first thing he said was, that's a fair question.
Right.
And then it was like, you know, there was a way I wasn't going to answer it, but the way you asked it, I'm going to answer it. So I think you could come up with a really good question for Steven here.
And this
hold on. The question is, why are you waiting for everybody else to get paid before you pay this guy? You know it's going to have to land in that area.
Yeah.
Why don't you try to be the first one? So I don't know how to ask that to Steven. Why is your philosophy this?
That is a good question.
But if you wait too long, you're going to have to pay him too much. If it's too low, then he could probably still sit there and just wait. So I don't know, man.
Okay.
But I feel like that's low.
But I want you to know that if he says, because deadlines make deals, then I might turn off my microphone for a few minutes.
I'll handle the rest for you. Okay. You come you up with the right question. The yeah.
Because that's what he's going to say.
Reggie, I need you with us on that day.
I think you're on to something, Corey, because compare CeeDee Lamb's to Ja'Marr Chase's. And I think this would be where the issue is. Ja'Marr Chase signs a 4-year, $133.5 million deal with $95 million in guarantees. So per year, CD would be at 31. Ja'Marr Chase, I think, is like 33.75-ish.
Okay.
And then Ja'Marr Chase, on fewer years, gets 95 in guaranteed versus 93 in guaranteed for CeeDee Lamb. So I think I'm with you because of this. Now I think it's more likely to be, I don't know, 5 for 160 with 100 in guaranteed.
And the Cowboys want the years. Is that, help me out here with the way they do things. Do they want the years so that they can push it?
I assume so because of the way the wide receiver market's taken off parallel to the quarterback market. Like, not all, like, you've seen center and in some cases safety has dropped. Wide receivers.
This is what happens in negotiations with good players. And here's the agent for every good player that's on the Cowboys. It doesn't matter what you think, Steven. And then eventually
we'll
he goes,
pay it.
Daddy, they're not letting me do this. And then he's like, just give them what they want.
It does feel, I don't know about the first part leading into that, but the last part, it does feel like pretty much every Cowboys negotiation ends with, what did you want? That sounds good to me. And that is a big part of what is hurting this franchise.
Yeah, whatever the Cowboys want doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the agent gets exactly what they want. We just play this dance and then... The great thing is for the Cowboys fans, they believe the Jones family when they say, we have the best wide receiver in the NFL. And CD is one of the best.
Absolutely.
But then when they pay him the huge amount that they said they would never do, then in the press conference, like, this is unbelievable. This is awesome. We have the best quarterback in the NFL. We have the best defensive player in the NFL. We have the best wide receiver in the NFL. How do we prove it to you? We just paid them the most money out of anybody in the world to play that position.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're paying them top five money. The thing is, we pay them top five money. We expect top five production. And then when it doesn't happen, there's no repercussion there.
Yeah, I hope that they already thought they were going to get top five production, and that's why they paid top five money. I hate that sometimes we negotiate in reverse, and we're like, well, if we pay him more, he'll become a leader. Yeah. What the hell is that based on?
Yeah, it happened because they weren't a star.
The best thing CD could do is get really hurt right now.
Then we give him more money.
That helps out a lot of the negotiation with the Cowboys. They love hurt players.
Let's go to the NFL running afoul of the UFL. Michigan Panthers kicker Jake Bates is already causing drama. Now, he had a 64-yard kick for field goal in week one, 62-yard field goal in week two, joins Brett Maher as the only two kickers to hit 60-plus yard field goals in consecutive weeks. And Panthers head coach Mike Nolan has said that several NFL teams have tried to contact Bates about joining their team. And that is a violation of the rules between the NFL and the UFL. If you're Jake Bates, are you like, hey, coach, why don't you shut up so I can go play in the NFL?
Probably so. Yeah, probably telling coach to shut up. And also demanding that coach call me master from now on.
I guess.
You're a large child.
I don't know how to respond.
I'm an adult child.
Fair.
Right? And a large child.
I think that probably most, I know in baseball, like if you have an independent league contract, or right now Trevor Bauer is going to play in Mexico this year. I'm assuming that his agent, Chalupa, put in, that's what they call her. That's her name.
Are you serious?
100%. She's a former gymnastic woman.
It makes me think of the
league. I watch his YouTube.
He had to name his kid Chalupa Batman.
She has like purplish hair.
Huh.
And I think she used to be a former I know that she's a former gymnast, maybe Olympics, maybe not, but I'm sure she puts in the contract in last year in, was he in Japan or Korea?
Ooh, I thought it was Korea.
I think so too.
Her name's Rachel Luba. Okay. All right.
I'm sure she puts in the contract if, let's just say, I'm going to throw this out just so Ranger fans are like, really, could it happen? Just so if the Rangers called up Trevor Bauer's agent, Rachel Luba, but she goes by Chalupa, I guess, or Chalupa, I'm not sure.
It would make more sense to be Chalupa, right?
Yeah, that she has it out in that contract so he can leave immediately and go to the MLB.
Interesting. I mean, and that seems logical to me. By the way, I didn't get a chance to mention this yesterday. The NFL did approve and change their uniform policy to allow teams to use a third helmet during the season. So, Corey, I figured you would be particularly stoked
Matt
about
Black,
this.
Baby.
At this
Matt
point, Black. Just do everything.
Yeah.
Do whatever. Wear green on one game, then purple on the next.
Which, so you're not a fan of this.
Which, but
black it out. I mean, the Cowboys' history is already completely ruined.
Which
so
helmet
just
do you
everything.
Wear? Which helmet do you wear for the first playoff game?
The black.
So yeah, you have one playoff game to do it. That's
early.
All I know is you have. Then you can worry about
which
your next playoff helmet the next year
for the next NFC Championship game.
You don't even have to. You can go helmetless.
Future color that we have. Been.
Yeah.
Are so down on this team.
Okay, Corey, I need.
Why is everybody so
down on
the Cowboys?
What color is the Chicago Bears going to wear in the NFC Championship game? It ain't happening.
Corey, I need your decision on this from the 214. Can I get a shout out? I've never gotten a shout out, and I would appreciate a shout out.
Today's Friday.
But they said their birthday is September 25th.
What do you. They want a shout out for their birthday.
Is this a shout out to my sister Sarah because her birthday is on September 25th?
That's wild.
Okay.
Do they just want a shout out? Like,
yeah.
Just for
Will
no
you
reason?
Shout out Chuck and Allen.
Chuck, shout out, bro. But I'm
Boom.
Not shouting out your birthday until September.
From the 945, Kevin, we're heading back from our honeymoon. We can hear you guys in Belton. Let's go.
Where?
Shout out to
they
our radio
in
tower.
Belton?
It's
a weird place
I think
to
just maybe at the moment they're in Belton.
Belton?
Belton.
Oh. Belton. All right. Considering the moon's an option.
I've never even heard of this place. Is it
really?
Overseas?
You've never heard of Belton? Really?
It's in Texas.
Where? What part?
Central Texas.
Like near San Antonio, near Austin? Are you just going to say yes to that answer? Near
Temple.
College
yeah, near
Station?
Temple.
Near Temple. Copper's Cove.
Isn't Temple East Texas?
No, Temple's like south of Waco.
It's between here and Austin. Yes. It's on 35. So when you go visit your daughter...
Okay.
You drive through Belton.
Okay. And I drive through Temple or no?
Correct. Yes, you do drive
okay.
through Temple.
Okay. I just know Temple as when I was a sophomore in the playoffs at College Station, I threw a no-hitter against them.
Shout
That's all
Temple.
I know.
Boom.
I wonder, were they honeymooning in San Antonio or like Fredericksburg?
Then Dallas Morning News gave me sophomore of the year and all kinds of stuff like
Copper's Cove, definitely.
We will look for a follow-up on that. Coming up next, the final weekend of the Mavs regular season. How do you play it? Plus, maybe some award-winning predictions next on The Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.